Turn your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 1. Greetings and blessings to everyone that's here. I hope you can worship with us, give your hearts to hear what God has to say to us. Nehemiah chapter 1. And verse 3. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. So we start here with Nehemiah, being in the king's palace, being the cupbearer, but he hears about his people. And here's what he heard. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down. The gates thereof are burned with fire. What were the walls for in Jerusalem? Just protection. What were the gates for?
Keep the enemy out.
Keep the enemy out. Simeon.
Let the good in.
Let the good in. So the walls and the gates were gone. So I'd like to just take, I've gone through Nehemiah here in the last week or so in my 1 year Bible, either reading or listening to it, and it just touched me. And the other morning as I was preparing for this, I was so blessed with some of these thoughts. So the wall that I see, one of the walls, is the fear of God in our day. Do we have the wall of the fear of God in our lives? What about in our brotherhood? What about a wall? Well, the fear of God, there's other things too. Against the influences. What about books, media, worldly thinking? Do we have walls in our lives? Or are the walls broken down? It says between verse 3 and 8 that Nehemiah fasted. He prayed. He mourned. He took this thing personally. He took responsibility. And he said, I need to do something about this. The walls were broken down. The walls of God's people. The protection. And he did something. He got permission from the king. He got passageway into Jerusalem. He got letters. He made a way. And he also knew God. We see as the king was asking him, actually it goes into chapter 2, verse 8, is how far I was thinking. He knew God enough that he trusted God. And as he stood before the king, probably one of the most powerful kings in the world at that time, and he was standing before him. God, help me. When the king asked him what he wants, he knew God. And so Nehemiah did something. He didn't just pray about it. He didn't just mourn and allow some burden on his heart. But he did something. Chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I rose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me save the beast that I rode upon. He evaluated the situation. He took time. He didn't just say things because He thought this was the case. He evaluated. He saw the situation. What about us? Do we see the situation? Do we understand, or are our eyes blinded to what we're facing? How many of us see a lack of the fear of God? How many of us see other walls, either in the brotherhood or in our own lives, that are broken down? What are we doing about it? Are we serious about it? Or are we just going on in life? How many people were in Jerusalem at that time? There were a number of people living there. He went there, and it says later on that he explained things to them. And I told them of the hand of God that was good upon me, also the king's words. He was able to convey the message to them to get them on board. And they said, "Let us rise up and build." So they strengthened their hands for this good work. So obviously there were people living there. Did they know their situation? Did they really understand the danger they were in? And when Nehemiah did this, what happened? When they started building, when he got serious about the walls, what happened? The enemy also got more serious. Before that, whatever. They could probably take control of that city whenever they wanted to. The people were vulnerable. Is that how Satan looks at us? When our walls are broken down? Oh well, it won't take much to convince them, to destroy them. It's not going to take much. We can just enter the city whenever we want, wherever we want to. But once these walls, once these people started, what happened? They got nervous. And first of all, verse 19 and 20 of chapter 2, laughed us to scorn, despised us. That's what the enemy did. Tried to laugh them to scorn. Does that happen in our day? We try to maybe shore things up or try to bring things in our own lives. Wait a minute. Why do I want to let this wall in my life go? Others might laugh at us. Scorn. Contempt. Then chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, they were angry. When Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Again, mocking, degrading. How many times do we sort of face that in our day, as we try to take a stand for Christ and we feel the pressures of maybe believing the Bible or standing on the Word of God? But look at what Nehemiah said, verse 14. And I looked up and rose and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Fight. Brothers and sisters, are we fighting? Or are we afraid? And maybe even more than that, are we blinded? Do we not see the walls that have been breaking down? This could be in our personal lives. This could be in the church. This can be in many areas of life. And then chapter 6, verse 2, the enemy tried to trap Nehemiah. And they did it with false accusation. They tried to, actually in this one here, Sanballat, come, let us meet together in some of the villages in the plain of Ono. Let's reason. Let's talk about this. How many times does that happen in our day? Well, come on, it's not that bad. We can do something here. We can sort of meet in the middle. He said, no, I'm not doing this. This is a trap. And there were false accusations later on, just different ways that the enemy tried to distract, to destroy. They tried to get him to escape into the temple. He said, no, they're trying to bring accusation against me. I won't do that. Nehemiah was persistent. He stood his ground. So young people, where are your walls? Do you have walls? Do you have spiritual walls around your life? What are some of those walls that you can have in your lives? I'd like to just hear. Just shout it out. Some things that you see that could be walls to help you through life, to be a protection, to be a... The walls don't fight. We can't gain with walls, but they help us. We still need to be vigilant, fight. So, what are some of those walls? Anyone? Or especially young people? What are some of the walls you can have in your lives? Keeping the enemy from coming in? Just wait. I think the young people should have some ideas. If we don't know what the walls are, then we don't see a need for them. If we don't understand what some of those walls are, maybe you're a little bit like those people in Israel, in Jerusalem. Life is going on, they're doing their thing, and they don't realize how broken down the walls are. I don't know. Any thoughts? Maybe some of you already have walls. What are some of them you already have? Am I asking too hard of a question? All right, from others, anyone? Yes, Brother Simeon.
Disciplines.
Okay, disciplines that you develop, Brother Stanley. Respect for authority. All right. Brother Duff. A desire to keep integrity. All right, good. All right, young people, do you have some ideas? Do you have some ideas where we're going? Those were all good answers there.
Building good friendships.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And that's done purposefully, right? Okay, good. Freedom of speech. All right. You know, those people, what were some of the things they faced as they worked on these walls? They had enemies that could hide because of the piles of rubble and things around there. And they had to be alert. They had to purposely. They had guards that they stationed. They were working with. Can you imagine doing that work? They had a sword or their armor in one hand and trying to work with the other. I mean, these men were serious. What are we doing? Are we just like those men in Gideon's day getting down, drinking from the water and not caring about the enemy coming, or are we alert? Anyone else? Young people. I wrote a few down. Yes, Josh.
Making time to seek God.
Making time to seek God. What about accountability with others? Being accountable, saying, I will have a friend. I will have someone that I will talk to. I'll become close to. Is that a wall? Can that be a wall to keep the enemy out? Is that the answer for everything? No. But it's part of the wall. And Josh mentioned somewhat of this. I just had prayer. Praying. Do we pray? Anyone else? Yes, Willis.
Awareness of the presence of God.
Awareness of the presence of God. Amen. Presence of God. There was, yes, Simeon.
So I know this might be a little bit, people don't really like this, but church guidelines or standards, in a sense, mm-hmm. Where, or agreements, where we agree as a brother, this is where we're going and this is why we're going where we're going, that is a great guardrail for
mm-hmm. So some guidelines in the church and understanding why we're doing that. What about parents and authority? And this was somewhat mentioned already. But our parents, can they be a part of that wall around our lives? No? Yes?
Yeah.
I considered inviting the young people to the front, sit in the front this morning. Because my burden, my heart is for you. And I don't want to, I'm not accusing. I think part of the lack of the fear of God that I see in our day is not your fault. But God is a judge. He will judge the earth. Are you ready to stand before Him? Are you ready to live life and say, I'm okay? Yeah, sure. I can joke and do whatever I want to do in life and God will just forgive me at the end? Or am I on purpose serving God, keeping the world out of my life? God hates the world. Is the enemy put at bay? Is my Jerusalem, my city, is it holy? Is it clean? Have I gotten rid of the rubble? And are the walls strong? And what about the Nehemiahs in our lives? Are we saying amen to our parents, to the elders of the church, to the ones that speak to us about something in our lives? Do we say amen? Thank you. I want to hear that. I want your help to build the wall. Or do we push them away? What are they talking about again? Or do we say, yes, Nehemiah cares about Jerusalem. He was up during the night. He was fasting and praying. He's been laboring for this. He got permission from the king. Do your parents, do your elders have permission from our king to help build the wall? Or are you going to just jump out and be a Sanballat on the other side? And mock and say, nah, that's not for me. So let's build the wall in our lives. Let's be like Nehemiah, having that fear of God, walking. And can we picture it? Just somewhat Jerusalem here and here. A shining light, a city on a hill that can't be hid. And the world looks at it and says, I want that. Is that what your life will look like?